In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are two ways of life. The way of life, which is in Christ, and the way of death, which is the way apart from Christ. This is what Psalm 1 talks about. This is what that first Christian catechism, apart from the Scriptures, known to us as the Didache, how it introduces its catechesis, the way of life versus the way of death. And so it is that this coming Sunday, the Church will once again set that emphasis before us, the way of life in Christ versus the way of death apart from Christ, trusting in self-righteousness, self-justification. That's what St. Paul is warning against here. He's not warning against circumcision as though it were nothing. He's warning against circumcision as those who would prove their righteousness, who would prove their piety by the works of the flesh. And so he can say, if that's what you desire, if that's what you how you want to be judged, then you have been severed from Christ. You are not part of Him if you are trying to justify yourself by the things that you have done. That is the way of death, as is the way of all flesh, as is the way of trying to show God how good you are, trying to impress your brothers and your neighbors with how good and holy you are by virtue of the things that you have done. It is, as Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, which we've been discussing in Bible study, that if that's what you desire, if you desire to be praised and admired by men, then you will have it, but you will receive nothing more from God. You will have your reward. And how long will those praises and that admiration last? How long will it be that you go from being part of the in crowd to being on the outside, to being gossiped about, mocked and ridiculed? Yeah, everyone may think highly of you today, but what will tomorrow bring? This is why the warning against the admiration and praises of men, the lusts of the flesh, whatever they may be, are always so strongly warned against for our sake in the Scripture. They are fleeting. They will not and do not and cannot last, and they will not, do not, and cannot save. If what you desire is to be well thought of, then you have your reward already, and you will have nothing more. And what will that praise and admiration, what will it earn you on the last day? What will it get you on the last day? Depart from me. I never knew you. These are matters of life and death. These are matters of being joined to Christ or severing and cutting yourself off from Him. This is why Paul warns us so drastically. Maybe it seems like a hard and harsh word, but it's supposed to be. Because the lusts of the flesh, the old man, is obstinate. The old man will not and does not want to see the error of his ways. That he must humble himself, that he must rely on someone else other than himself, that he must rely on God. Again, the lusts of the flesh are for self-justification and self-righteousness. Look at the things that we value in our country. Look at what kind of person we value and hold up as an example. Someone with a good work ethic. Someone who can pull themselves up by their bootstraps. A self-made man. And that's all fine and good in the arena of business and commerce. Such men are the ones through whom the Lord provides gainful employment. There is no such thing as a self-made man when it comes to salvation. There's no such thing as pulling yourself up by your bootstraps of your own righteousness. I tell you, you will never find a more rotten, rotted bootstrap than your own righteousness. A self-made man can make himself all the way into the pits of hell. Such are the lusts of the flesh. Such are the things that the deeds of the flesh enjoy. But we are not left to such lusts. We are not left to such desires. Rather, we have been adopted as sons and heirs of God in Christ. The wicked spirit, the demonic spirit within us, the old Adam, has been cast out to make room for the Holy Spirit. And He brings with Himself love of God and for the neighbor. He brings joy in God's Word. He brings peace amongst men in the forgiveness of sins by virtue of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. And therefore, by the death of Christ, He brings peace with God. He brings patience to endure all the sufferings and temptations of this life. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are the things that He brings for us and for our sake, to keep us in Christ, to show us what the man in Christ looks like. He's not trying to justify himself. He's not trying to praise himself or be praised by others, but rather he is praised by God for the sake of Jesus Christ. He is justified by virtue of the wounds and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He pulls himself up by nothing. He makes himself to be nothing. Rather, he is whom God declares him to be in holy baptism. And that is, he declares him to be exactly that which Jesus is, his beloved child, in whom he is well pleased. The heir of his kingdom and the guest at his table, spread before you in the body and blood of Jesus, that you may eat and drink in his house and know no fill. That you may eat and drink in his house, and every sorrow, every worry, every anxiety that you struggle with, that you face, that you endure, would be wiped away and lifted from you. That you may have peace and the forgiveness of your sins. The world tells us that to seek after the lusts and desires of the flesh is freedom. But Paul tells us that such things are slavery, that we make ourselves slaves to sin. For true freedom, true liberty, is that which Jesus gives to you in His Word and in His holy sacraments. The crucifixion of your flesh with its passions and desires, as you are raised up, new, living, and incorruptible like unto Jesus Himself, for His sake. This is who you are in Christ. And He has taken your feet out of the way of death, and He has placed them into the way which He has trod. He places your feet into that path He has worn by nail marks in His hands, feet, and the mark of the spear in His side, that you may walk in these paths, that you may walk in His way, unafraid, full of boldness and confidence, into the way of life. In Jesus' name, Amen.